At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A step forward, a step back. Depends on who you want to believe. There were plenty of reports and tweets from yesterday's joint practice. This from the Patriots side. Quote, Patriots won the day Mike Vrabel was in a scrum. Drake May carved up Washington's defense. DeMario Douglas was unguardable. He's a wide receiver for New England. Alex Austin, he's a corner, continues to stack strong days. Also from the New England side. Quote, the Commanders came in here today and they were not the better football team. Closed quote. From our side, if a score was kept, wouldn't have been close. O-line was dominant. Pass rush already improved. JD to Ertz, unstoppable. JP wrote, I get the Pats aren't the 85 Bears, but the Commanders' O-line has looked terrific. Wiley and Connerly playing well. Tunsil, dominant. So there you go. Could be that some of, if not most of, what I just read is accurate. I guarantee you the coaches know exactly what worked and what didn't, what to be concerned about and what not to be concerned about. I wonder what our coaching staff is concerned about really the first big reveal of this preseason. Good morning, everybody. Ben was there, as in Standig. He'll join us at 12. This from Josiah to open up the show. Kevin, Paulie was right. Your poll results were a result of fatigue, Terry fatigue. When something goes on as long as this has, fans get tired of it. Did a lot of calls yesterday on the show, revisited what we had talked about 2 weeks ago, and that is, you know, whose side are you on in this Terry versus team standoff? 2 weeks ago, the results were 50-50, which were surprising to me. Yesterday, a lot of the calls I thought skewed Team Terry, but 1,700-plus votes, and still open to be voted on if you want at Kevin Sheehan DC. Team front office, 69.5%, and Team Terry, 30.5%. This from P. Parker. Sheehan, I'm exhausted. Enough about Terry. We have Jaden. That's all we need. And then from Woody, Kevin, I'm tired of Terry talk, but I do have one question. How many games would the team have won if Terry wasn't around last year? I've got 9 and no playoffs. So real quickly, back to what Josiah wrote. You know, the poll results, as Paulie said, Paulie was our last caller. Paulie tends to be the last caller. For some reason, maybe I'm doing it intentionally so that I can say, hey, we got to get to a break. No, I actually love Paulie. He's one of my all-time favorite callers. But Paulie was on at the end of the show yesterday and said, you know, your poll is skewing towards, you know, reflecting fatigue. You know, that's why it's changed here over the last 2 weeks. Now, what Josiah wrote really doesn't indicate who the fatigue favors. What it clearly shows is that fatigue of this situation favors the team. Now, is that going to play into how this thing gets resolved? I don't know. Is that part of Adam Peters and the 49er strategy of kind of waiting things out? Especially when you have the leverage. I mean, when you've got all of the leverage, you don't have to pull the trigger quickly. And they have all of the leverage. And unless there's recognition that, hey, man, I don't have much leverage as the player and as the agent, let's just get this thing done, then you're kind of at odds, which is where they are right now. I do agree. I will say this. The subject itself, it does get tiring. It doesn't make it any less provocative. It doesn't make it any less, you know, emotional or coming with strong opinions. But I think there is a desire to get this behind us. And look, I think everybody who's a fan of this team wants it to end. I want it to end. I want Terry in camp practicing. I don't want him joining the team on the Wednesday before the opener against the Giants for the first full practice. You know, I don't want to go into that week saying, will he or won't he? And then we get the reports, Terry is out there for practice in the first full practice getting ready for the Giants opener on Sunday. Because I do think there's a 9 in 10 chance he's going to play in the opener. He's got to play this year. Could he hold out a game or two? 10% chance. But more likely than not, he will be there for the opener. But I don't want it to come so close to the opener, because I do have this sense, without having all of the data to support this, but I do have this sense that when players report after a long, drawn-out holdout, hold-in, whatever you want to call it, request for trade, all of it, all of this drama, and they don't start practicing until very late in camp, it seems like things are off-kilter. There seems to be an increased possibility of an injury. So I'd like it to end sooner rather than later. As I've said all along, I hope it ends with Terry getting a contract extension. And I hope that contract extension is a fair contract extension for both parties. That Terry views it as, okay, I got them to a point in which I can accept it. And the team says, you know what, we went to a point in which we can deal with the result. Let's wrap it up and move on. And for those of you that would say, and there were a couple of callers yesterday, and I think there's some merit to this. If you kind of know what you're both willing to settle for, why can't you get there quickly? Well, the answer to that would be, if the gap is so far and the number that Terry would be willing to settle for and the number that the team would be willing to offer is still significantly far apart, that's where you end up with, can't get it done quickly. Deadlines make deals. The first deadline was training camp. The next one will be the season opener. I hope we don't have to wait until then. If we do and a deal doesn't get done, keep this in mind. You know, he's got to play. He's got to play this year. I got this from Remy yesterday. Remy wrote, Kevin, on Terry, go ahead and F around and find out. Tell me all you want about his age, his place on the top 10 wide receiver list, but if the team Fs around any longer, they'll find out the truth. The truth being, he was a valuable piece of their 2024 puzzle. He's poised to be even more valuable in 2025. He's the, in all capital letters, deep threat that allowed the offense to be explosive last year. Without it, the offense might be efficient, but it won't be explosive. He led the league in contested catches, and he was clutch. I'm not arguing that he is Justin Jefferson, but he's the best we have, and it's too late to replace him for a season that you have called the first Super Bowl window season in forever. This is getting ridiculous. Sometimes you have to overpay talent, especially when you have a chance to land the big fish. The big fish is waiting in Santa Clara waters. Santa Clara is where the Super Bowl is next February. Yeah, look, I'm going to say this until I'm blue in the face. We have to keep reality at least side by side with this conversation. You can't talk in terms of he's going to play or he's not going to play. He's going to play for us. He's under contract. So when you say go ahead and F around and find out what? He's not going anywhere. He's got to play this year. He has to. That's part of the reason the team doesn't have to worry about finding out. He's under contract. He is all of those things, Remy, that you described. He is. And because of those things, the team needs him. They do. But they have him under contract. The third year of the extension that he signed 3 years ago. So this is why they're not effing around and they're not going to find out anything. Now, if you believe that he's going to come in and he's not going to risk it because there's 1 year left on his deal and he didn't get what he wanted, then you haven't paid attention to Terry McLaurin. He is the ultimate pro's pro. He's the ultimate competitor. You know, I think Paulie or somebody else pointed out, well, T. Higgins took games off during his franchise tag year. T. Higgins was 25 years old, 26 years old. Terry's 30, okay, going to be 30. This is a massive year for him. If he doesn't get his last big deal over the next few weeks, he's going to have one more chance to get that last big deal. And that's going to be following the 2025 season, and it's going to have to be a really good season like he had last year. He can't go out and miss five games for, you know, a toe injury, you know, or an ankle like he's got right now. That's not going to happen. I just don't see that happening. Once a competitor and a pro's pro like Terry McLaurin reports and is ready to play the regular season, you're going to get the best he has. 17 is going to give you the best for 17 games. Why? Because that's his MO. Secondly, it benefits him not performing at the highest level, not being available week in and week out, hurts his chance to get a big deal. By the way, it would hurt his chance to get a franchise tag. You know, we keep talking about the franchise tag in 2026. The team could, you know, pay him the $15.5 million in base salary plus whatever the roster bonus would be, a couple of million bucks this year, and then pay him a franchise tag, $44-plus million 2 years, cheaper than signing him to a long-term extension now with no money up front. You're paying as you go, right? So benefit to the team. But we keep assuming that if they don't get a deal done and he plays out this final year of his deal, well, the team, if they can't get a deal done next year, will just slap the franchise tag on him. Well, that assumes that he has a big year. If he doesn't have a big year, they may not use the franchise tag on him. They may let him get to free agency. So I wouldn't put the odds in that camp. I would certainly say that the best odds are if they don't sign him to a contract extension, he plays this year, he'll play well because he's a good player and the team is a good offensive football team, and the presence of somebody like Deebo Samuel may actually really benefit Terry. They'll actually benefit, you know, they'll make each other better, not to mention year two of the offense, year two of this quarterback. I mean, there's a lot that Terry's going to benefit from, and there's a lot that he's going to impact positively for everybody else being out there. So I don't expect 2025 to be an off year that would have us doing call segments as to whether or not they should use the franchise tag on Terry if they can't get a longer term deal done. But the big difference between somebody like T. Higgins and Terry McLaurin, age and probably overall professionalism. So, Remy, when you say go ahead and F around and find out, I just want to remind everybody when we're having these conversations, this isn't a he's not going to play for us or he's going to play for us. If we don't get him signed to a deal, he's not going to play for us. He's playing. He's under contract. It's that simple. So this time of the summer, and I have it in my phone every year, it's one of those reminders before the first preseason game. I think I've done this for several years. It's kind of a check where everybody is on this team. And I always kind of present it the same way. And that is, if you're somewhere where you're with, you know, a friend or a group of friends who know how diehard you are, you're a massive Washington fan, and they're not. And this time of year, there's a conversation that goes like, so, what's your team going to do this year? How good's your team? What's your team got this year? And you describe to that person how you feel about the team right now entering the 2025 season. What do you say? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What's really interesting is this is the first time in a long, long time. I'm sure that after 2012, although there was a lot of question, you know, a lot of questions around RG3's health. Maybe after 2015 or even 2016, you know, there was some optimism. But this is going to be the first time for me where I'm going to be very optimistic in my answer. Somebody, and by the way, I get asked this all the time, sometimes by fans, but when they're not fans of the team, you got to get into a description, right, of what your team's going to be this year. So I want to hear what you would say to that guy that says, what's your team going to do this year? You know, and describe it. You can talk about they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to win the division, they're a Super Bowl contender, offensively they're this, defensively they added this. Give me your description and how you would handle that question. It just is a gauge to see where we are right now. It'll be the most optimistic, I think, response we've had in a long time. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Somebody comes up to you, knows you're a big fan of the team, and says, what's your team going to be this year? What do you say? Take calls on that. I'll give you my answer. Max will give you his answer when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So this time of year, when somebody knows you're a big fan of the Skins and they come up to you and say, "Hey man, what's your team going to be like this year? What are you saying this year?" 301-230-0980. Here's my answer, and then Max will answer, and then we'll take calls. My answer would be to anybody that asks this of me, and I've been asked already, is first of all, this is an answer that you've never heard from me. My team is a Super Bowl contender. That's what we are. We have the best quarterback in the NFC. He's got a chance to be the most valuable player of the league. And when you are great at that position, you're automatically a contender. I think there's a chance he's going to be even better this year than last year. Why? Well, it's year two in a system. And the offense is improved across the board, especially up front, where it matters second most to the quarterback position, O-line. Tunsil's a top five-ish left tackle in the game. Massive improvement. They also added Deebo Samuel. He's in a contract year. He's perfect for this offense, this Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels-led offense. Jaden will be easily the best quarterback he's ever played with, and it's not close. Terry McLaurin, yeah, he's dealing with this holdout, but he's going to play. He's under contract. He's a top 10-ish wide receiver, a true number one, who stretches the field and makes contested catches and is clutch. Zach Ertz had a resurrection year last year playing with this quarterback and looks great. Now, what could derail a big run, a deep run? Defense. The thing that essentially, you know, caught them, ran them down, and pushed them out a game short of the Super Bowl last year. But they've added size defensively. They are in year two of a system where last year they had a whole bunch of players playing together for the first time. They certainly have a budding star in Frankie Louvu. It'll be very interesting to see how they use him with Von Miller on pass rush situations. Their secondary talent-wise looks to be improved. Daron Payne, who is still at 28, capable and freakishly athletic. He's sort of in a contract year, not really because he's got a year after this, but no money the year after in terms of what he'll be making. It's all been paid, so he's kind of in that situation where he could get dealt like John Allen. If he wants to be here, he's got to ball out. So there is some belief that the defense can be improved. It'd be hard for it to be any worse than it was last year, especially against the run. But overall, when you have a quarterback who is a legitimate MVP candidate and is as dynamic, explosive, and there's no reason to believe anything other than year two with his work ethic, that things will be better in year two, my team's going to be really good offensively. That's going to guarantee that they win more games than they lose, and that they really, more likely than not, barring injuries, you always have to put that caveat out there. If they were to get devastated by injuries, you know, their season could clearly go the other way. But that aside, if he stays upright and plays 17 games, they're going to win more than they lose, and they're going to be in the playoffs. And they already proved last year with him, clutch-wise, that they can go on the road and win playoff games. So what I'm saying to you this year, my team is a legitimate NFC Championship / Super Bowl contender. That's what my team is heading into this season. What do you say? 301-230-0980. Max, what's your answer?
I mean, you did a pretty damn good job covering all the bases. It's interesting. I am very high on, you know, what we did last year, but the schedule's significantly harder. We're seeing a lot tougher teams, a lot tougher defenses. Teams will know how to play, you know, us a little bit better. And at the same time, it all is going to come to, like, of course, regular season wins matter, but those four divisional games at the very end of the season, it's going to come down to those. Just because I feel like the NFC East is going to be so tight. Because I have a feeling that we're going to see a little bit of a regression from us. I have a feeling that we're going to see a little bit of a regression from Philly. And then Dallas is going to come and kind of meet us all. So I feel three-way race for the NFC East, just in my gut, looking at rosters and schedules and things like that. So that's kind of where I'm at. But, I mean, I'm still over the moon for this season. I think it's going to be at least 10 wins, hopefully, around there. They'll be a playoff team. They'll be in the conversation when it comes to the playoffs, which really, like, is all you can ask for as an NFL fan. So I'm juiced up. I'm so ready for football to be here.
You know, in referencing the schedule, I mean, this is repetitive for me, I understand, every year. The schedule's very, very difficult to predict. But just keep in mind, flip it around. Washington being on everybody else's schedule is a problem.
Sure.
You know, that's... For the first time, you can look at the schedule and say, yeah, you know what? The Packers, in a short week, trying to prepare for Washington offensively, it's going to be a problem for them. You know, the Chargers playing at home in week five?
Yep,
week five. You know, in what will be an environment that may be like a road game for them, that's going to be a problem for them.
$40 to get into that game, by the way.
What'd you say?
$40 to get into that game.
That's
so if
it.
You are a Commanders fan in L.A.,
there are enough DMVers that live in Southern California. That place will have 20,000 minimum.
I hope so.
You know, 25,000 minimum Skins fans. You know, Arrowhead on a Monday night in late October, Jaden versus Mahomes. It's going to be a problem for the Chiefs, too. So I look at it that way. My biggest concern, there's nothing about the offseason that has, you know, eased this concern. And certainly there's nothing that's happened in practices in training camp or even a joint practice. And nothing will happen in preseason games other than potential injuries that will ease this concern is, can we stop the run? Because the number one way teams going in every week will look at Washington and they'll say, our best chance is to keep five off the field. Can we, with our offense, control the football game? And last year, at times, they were able to do that by running the football and running the clock. And I've mentioned this many times, but Tyrone Tracy had a pretty good year. That's week one. Josh Jacobs, week two. The rookie Genty in week three. Bijan Robinson in week four. I mean, Najee Harris and whoever else the Chargers have, I'm forgetting who else they have. And then you get Swift, and then you get, Jahmyr Gibbs down the road. And, you know, I'm not even mentioning Barkley, who we don't see until late in the year two times in the final 3 weeks of the season. That's the concern, that week in and week out, it's like, damn, we had 7-8 possessions. We scored on 4 or 5 of them. I mean, we scored 24, 27 points, but we couldn't get the other team off the field, and it came down to the last possession. I like coming down to the last possession with Jaden and this team. They proved what they can do, but not all of those results are going to go your way. I'm not talking about, you know, stupid regression to the mean talk. That's not really a thing when it comes to independent events. But they may not all go their way. They may not make, you know, 80-something percent of their fourth downs, you know, this year. What was it, 20 of 23? So, yeah. 301-230-0980. The easiest for me is to say to somebody who asks me, what's your team going to be this year, is to say, look, this isn't even like a dream. It's a best case, but it's a reasonable case. We're Super Bowl contenders because we've got the best quarterback in the conference. 301-230-0980. Let's start with Lap. Lap, how do you describe your team when asked about it by somebody who doesn't know much about your team entering 2025?
Man, we got a chance to do something special, man. You know, we're going to be a dangerous team for anybody that play us, Kevin. And, you know, all those teams, like you said, they got to prepare for us, man. So we're going to be dangerous.
Yeah. Dangerous is a good way to put it. Going into last year, I was obviously very optimistic for the first time in a while, but it far exceeded. I mean, my prediction even last year of 10-7 was a bit tongue-in-cheek. I thought they had a chance to win more games than they lost because I was optimistic that Jaden was going to be good and be good sooner rather than later. But last year was just nobody had that. Let's go to Matt in Virginia. Matt, how do you describe to somebody who doesn't know much about your favorite team what the team's going to be in 2025?
Kevin, I would just say that our team is the danger. Like Breaking Bad, Walt White said, "I'm the danger."
Yeah,
Commanders fans, we're the danger. Their team is the danger. We'll be 14-3.
And that's it. It's short and sweet. We're the danger.
Yeah, we're losing.
I'm the danger. He said to Skyler, and 14-3. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's go to our guy, Ian. Ian, go ahead.
Kind of echoing what I said yesterday, there's been a lot of non-football talk. I think the team will not regress, but I think due to them playing not second, third, and fourth string quarterbacks, I see this team being 10-7. If I had to describe the team to an outsider, they have an elite, top three, top five quarterback, an aging offensive core between Debo, Terry, and Zach Ertz, an aging defense with Bobby Wagner, Von Miller, etc. I just don't know about the defense. There's just too much unknown. You don't have a proven defensive coordinator, as your host or guest said last year. It would have been ideal if Dan Quinn was actually calling the defense instead of having someone else. So there's just too much unknown on the defense. I think the schedule coming back with starting quarterbacks will bring this team down a touch. I see them at 10-7, a wild card team, potentially with Dallas as well. I just see Philly just being too focused, no distractions, elite players everywhere in their prime, everyone signed. I just don't see them coming down that much. So that's where I have them, 10-7 in the wild card.
Okay. Good call from Ian. He just mentioned something that's also true. I mean, last year, the quarterback lineup that this defense faced was hardly murderer's row, right? And this year, you know, you start, you know, week one, the Giants, it's going to be better than Tommy DeVito facing Russell Wilson. I'm not super concerned, although Russell Wilson came in here and beat us last year. But, you know, immediately in week two and off a short week, it's Jordan Love. And then you get Herbert, you know, at some point, week five-ish, right? And then you get Mahomes, and you get Goff, and you get, you know, whatever Knicks is, and, you know, you get Jalen Hurts twice, you know, late in the season, and you get Dak twice in the season, if he is healthy. That's always a big if. Man, Max, you and Ian, and I've heard some of this, and I don't know that I disagree with it, but there seems to be some Dallas love.
It could be the fact that I sit across the desk from a Dallas Cowboys fan every day. Mm-hmm. It's just Micah Parsons, like CeeDee Lamb. I like the additions that they've made. I like Jaden Blue in the backfield. I think that they're going to be sneaky annoying is, I guess, the word I'm going to use for it. They're just going to be a pesky team coming down the stretch, I feel like.
I'm not sure what I think of Dallas. I just think they're, it's like our team was for so many years, even when there was like a little bit of hope. Mm-hmm. It's like they're just dysfunctional. When you're when you're dysfunctional top down, you've really got to hit an inside straight to have a great season. And yet, I say that, and they had three straight 12-win seasons. They just couldn't do anything in the postseason. Jeff in Vienna. Jeff, what do you say when somebody says, what's your team going to be this year?
Happy Thursday, Kevin. So two thoughts. My team is the Bengals. With even a top 20 defense, Bengals are 14-3 and have home field throughout the AFC. They don't even need to be a middle-of-the-pack defense. Commanders, I think defenses catch up to Jaden a little bit. There's a hangover from the Terry holdout, just like there was for us with Jamar holdout last year. I'm going to go 12-5.
You know, you just gave me a really good idea, Jeff. Thanks for doing that. I mean, this was not supposed to be for other fans, and we can do this at another time, Max. Write this one down. But we'll open it up for fans of any team to say, you know, to answer the question, what's your team going to do this year? And that way we can get a sampling, because we have fans of other teams, a lot of Cowboy fans, unfortunately, that do listen to the station. Let's go. Thanks, Jeff. Let's go to Aveen. Aveen, what do you say to somebody who knows you're a big fan and says, what's your team going to do this year?
Hey, Kevin. I've been having debates with a lot of Eagle fan friends constantly this offseason about this. But yeah, no doubt they're a Super Bowl contender. And number one, it's largely because it's Jaden Daniels in the NFC, and then a big gap. I think a significant gap between Jaden Daniels and anybody else, including Matt Stafford, who's, you know, now dealing with some
The back injury. But you know what? If Stafford's healthy with the weapons he has, Stafford could have a big year. He could have a big year.
Maybe. Maybe. He hasn't stayed healthy for a full season. Even last year, he struggled at points during last season. And I don't think he can move like how he used to use. But I view it as a big gap, and I view it as, if you're in a big game against another NFC team, what quarterback are you taking? Who do you think is going to play better, Jaden Daniels or Jared Goff or Baker Mayfield or Dak Prescott or Brock Purdy? I'm taking Jaden Daniels Jaden Daniels by a lot in all those games. And we went on the road last playoffs. We played the other two best offenses in the NFC last season, which were Detroit and Tampa, and we beat them. We didn't punt in the Tampa game. We held Baker under 200 yards passing because we were on the field so much. And that's been our formula. And I think so it's Jaden Daniels, and it's paired with what was an elite offensive coordinator last season in Cliff Kingsbury. And I think they have a special connection. I don't think it was all just Jaden Daniels. I mean, it was a lot Jaden Daniels, but we had a lot of open receivers schemed open. We had a creative running game, and Cliff's going to be in his bag again this offseason, scheming stuff up. So I just think it's a special connection with Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. And I just have I have a hard time seeing a Dan Quinn-led defense being bad next season.
2 years in a row.
Just the continuity, and they've brought in a lot of competent professionals. And how much time possession the offense is going to have on the field. You know, this is going to be a tough offense to deal with. We're not going to be punting much. So, and also last thing,
Truss Way, the most underworked player on the franchise. Aveen, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I get where you're headed. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. This is the time of the year. You run into people, they know you're a big fan, and they say, what's your team going to do this year? What's your answer? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there. Thanks.
All right, here's what's happening on Thursday, August 7th. After it was widely reported yesterday, including me, that smelling salts would be banned in the NFL, turns out that we and I were wrong. The ban on smelling salts only extends to teams that will be providing them to players. Players are still allowed to bring in their own smelling salts on their own, and justice has been restored to our beautiful game. The Boston Red Sox, they reached a deal to extend the number one prospect in baseball, rookie outfielder Roman Anthony, signed an eight-year extension with the club worth $130 million and could max out somewhere near $230 million. In baseball, the Nats, they beat the A's 2-1. They walked it off. C.J. Abrams at the bottom of the ninth gave the Nats the win by a score of 2-1. They snapped the six-game losing streak, including a historically bad series versus the Brewers. Nats are in an early spot today to wrap up their series against the A's at 12:05. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 11:35. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let me digress for one moment, because occasionally when I hit, you know, notifications on Twitter, somebody tweets something that just immediately generates some ire from me. This from International Slink about Terry. You said he wasn't a number one receiver last year, bozo. Then he proceeds to have the best season of his career and become an all-pro. You're exhausted because you've literally been wrong this entire time. So what is it, International Slink? Is it hearing? Is it comprehension? Is it listening skills? Who's not said that Terry is a number one receiver? Everybody has said, including me, that Terry's a number one receiver. Even during the years in which he had horrible quarterback play, the issue you're, I think, confused with is what kind of number one receiver is he? Is he an elite number one? Is he in tier two? Is he in tier three? I've said for a few years running, he's somewhere between, I've said between 8 and 12, 10 and 15, 12 and 15. There are 32 teams in the league, okay? If you are the best receiver on one of those 32 teams, you're a number one receiver. Now, I think that's an exaggeration. I think we know what a true number one receiver is. Terry's obviously that. He's clearly a number one receiver, bozo. Listen better. Comprehend better. What he isn't for me is elite. And even in that second tier, if you're going to put A.J. Brown and, you know, Lamb and Tariq Hill after Jefferson and Chase. But I think once you get to that group of 8 to 12 guys, he's somewhere in that group. You know, maybe near the top, maybe near the bottom. A lot of young guys. This league is stacked with wide receivers. It is one of the most talented positions in the league in terms of just pure, you know, potential upper tier guys. The most the league's had in forever. But of course he's a number one receiver, clown. All right, back to the question at hand. This time of year, before the season starts, before the preseason starts, people that know you're a big fan of the team will come up and say, what's your team going to do this year, man? What's your answer? My answer is, my team's a Super Bowl contender, legitimately. And the reason is, we've got the best quarterback in the conference. And he's got a chance to be the league MVP. And when you have that, you are a contender. You have a chance to win a lot more games than you lose. You have a very good chance to make the postseason. And he's already proven that he absolutely delivered against the number one offense in a shootout in the divisional round and against one of the better defenses and defensive-minded coaches in the wild card round on the road. Yeah, and I think that offense is going to be top five in the league again and maybe better than it was last year. All right, what do you say? 301-230-0980. Let's go to Mark in West Virginia. Mark, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Mark.
I think they can be a Super Bowl contender, but the only thing that worries me is the defense. They have no pass rush besides Von Miller and Luvu. And maybe Armstrong, but
yeah, Armstrong. Keep an eye on what Johnny Newton is as a pass rusher, and maybe even Duron this year. But go ahead.
And they can have a great secondary, but if you don't get no push up front, and they have all day to throw, they make even the greatest secondaries look weak.
Yeah, no doubt.
But
and that reminds me because I don't think I finished a thought in the last segment off of. Yes, Ian's call is last year quarterbacks. I mean, they were playing backup quarterbacks left and right, you know, third stringers in some cases, see New Orleans. This year, you know, it's Jordan Love in week two. It is Justin Herbert in week five. It's Mahomes. I did go through the list. I did actually answer that question. All right, let's go. Yeah, go ahead, Mark. Finish up.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, when was the last time you were this happy to see them have a chance to win a game, be in games? It was the 90s for me, but...
It's the most anticipated season since 92. And I would throw 2013 into the mix, but we all knew that you had a quarterback coming off a very serious knee injury, and he was the reason, more than anything else in 2012, that we won seven straight games, made the playoffs, and had a 14-0 lead over the Seahawks in the wild card round. So, I think this is the most anticipated season since 92 when they were the defending champions. Actually, 2000. It's the most anticipated season since 2000. 2000 coming off 99 when they won the division and they won a playoff game. And almost got to the NFC Championship game. They lost to Tampa in the divisional round 14-13. Sean King was the quarterback. Work done, you know, basically picked up a fumble, ran behind the line of scrimmage, made an unbelievable play. We never got the kickoff to win the game at the end. The Turk brothers, the center in particular, God rest his soul. The 2000 season that followed it included the offseason, and we didn't know what an absolute dirtbag loser our owner was in 2000. There was a lot of excitement. I think sometimes that 2000 offseason gets painted by many of you as, I knew right then we were in trouble. Really? You did? I remember a lot of excitement over Deion Sanders and Bruce Smith and Mark Carrier and even Jeff George, although Jeff George was kind of a loser coming in. You know, you didn't know, most didn't know that this was the beginning of just the highest levels of incompetence. I do remember this. I do remember being very critical of Brian Mitchell being allowed to leave. That was frustrating because he was the key performer in the playoff loss at Tampa. Most anticipated season, Mark, by far for me since 2000. They have their best odds to get to the Super Bowl since 2000. 2000, they actually had better odds. They were the second choice in the NFC behind the Rams entering that season to win the NFC Championship. The Rams were the defending champions, greatest show on turf after their season in 99 with Kurt Warner. They ended up going 8-8. Remember the end of the season, Norv got fired, etc. Let's go to Robert in Annapolis, who's not a fan of our team. He's a fan of the Ravens, but he follows our team. So I'll let you on to answer the question. When somebody comes up to you and says, I know you're a Ravens fan, but you follow Washington, what's Washington going to be this year? What do you say?
And I have been asked that question.
I bet
and
you have.
My answer has been 9-8. Now, whether they make the playoffs as a wild card obviously depends on what some other teams are doing. So I really don't know at 9-8. I certainly think they could get into the playoffs with that record. But I just see them having some problems this year. I'm not impressed with what they got at running back other than McLaurin. I'm not impressed with what they have at receiver. I think the defense of the other teams are going to probably shadow your quarterback and come up with some kind of ideas.
Good luck with that. They were trying that last year.
Well, understood.
It's not like they figured out in the offseason, maybe we should spy him. They figured that out last year, and it didn't work very well.
And defensively, a big question mark. Maybe they've improved. We don't know, or you don't know. So, you factor in the other things, better teams, better quarterbacks to be playing, and just a whole lot of things that go into it. And so that's what I think Max gave a good analysis. He tends to be fair-minded, even though he's a fan. So he had him at 10-7. So, I have him right close there, but... And then when you do the other teams, I'll let you know what I think of my team if you want to know.
Do you think it's possible, because I've mentioned this during the offseason, that they could win fewer games, let's just say 10, they won 12 last year, but actually be a better team?
Who, your team?
Yeah.
The wins-losses don't always reflect how really good your team is. You have to separate good from successful. Yeah. But... I don't know that your team's improved over there. I really don't. So you'll know that as the season goes on.
The defense is the big question. Offensively, I think if on paper they got better along their offensive line by adding Tunsil. If Connerly ends up being ready, Cosme, they're going to miss early in the season, maybe. It's possible. Quinn's still, suggesting the opener is a possibility for Sam Cosme. They added another weapon to go with Terry and to go with, Eckler, I think, is going to be a key to this season. Eckler, when he was in the lineup healthy last year, was that offense with him in it was much better typically than it was without him. Offensively, Robert, I think you can make the case they got better, and then you just have the evolution of year one to year two. Defensively is the big question. Thank you, Robert.
All right, if someone comes up to you and says, I know you're not a fan of the Ravens, but you do follow them to some degree, what's your answer for what they're going to do?
I don't follow them as much as you follow our team. I couldn't even sit here and tell you, I know they drafted the kid from Georgia. I know they drafted the kid from Marshall that everybody liked talent wise, but was a bit of a head case or had some, red flags around him. Look, I would say the same thing about the Ravens every year. If Lamar is healthy, you're going to win a lot more games than you lose, and you're going to be playing in the postseason. And that's what we wait for. you know, Ravens fans, it's all about not getting there because you're going to get there. I did read something recently, and I was curious real quickly. I loved that guy Keaton Mitchell. I thought he was super explosive, and then he got hurt. And I heard that he looks really good and healthy to be sort of a 1-2 punch with Derrick Henry. True or not? Okay. We lost Robert there. Yeah, I mean, Baltimore, as long as Lamar is on the field, they're going to win more games than they lose. They're going to be a really good team. It's about what they do in the postseason. All right, I see everybody there. All right, Mike, Eric, Keith, Tony, Bones, Little. Stay there. We'll do this for another segment. If a friend that is not a fan of the team comes up to you this time of year and says, what's your team going to do this year? What's your answer? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.